going to go straight to the telephone, sir, now, because I'm joined on the telephone from Galway by, he's actually a native from my man, but we won't hold that against him, Colin Henley. He's the CEO of Boone Agency. They're up there in Galway, and they are the, I suppose, the brains and the technical expertise behind yesterday's wonderful launch down there in Youghal, the Youghal app. I'm also joined in the studio by Kieran Gregor, who's the brains or the instigator of this wonderful idea. First of all, Colin, good afternoon.
Hey, how are you?
I'm mighty. And yourself?
Good now.
Good. As I said today, Colin, we're joined in the studio live by Kieran Gregor. He just said he'd come down and keep an eye on me to do the job right. Kieran, good afternoon.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
You want to say hello to Colin as well?
Hi, Colin.
How's it going?
Fine.
I suppose first things to Colin, what triggered your interest in the Youghal app, Colin? I know you've had success with it in other towns. What was it, Kieran twisted your hand, or did you need much twisting? What triggered your interest in Youghal for this?
Well, I think Kieran, really, all credit to Kieran on this one, because he's just been passionate about it from the start. When we kind of got in touch first, it's just he's so passionate about the town, and his knowledge of the history of the town is just, it's amazing. Like, even looking through the app and what we learnt and our team up here in Galway learnt about Youghal, it's just a phenomenal town. It's amazing the amount of stuff that's packed into it.
And of course, Kieran being a historian, there was no better bookle to talk about it. Kieran, was this a lifelong ambition of yours, or was it something you always wanted to do, or was it a recent project you decided to come on board?
Oh, no, we had an app a couple of years ago, but the app was something you had to download everything. So it took a massive amount of space. People at the time were worried about telephone costs, so you downloaded everything onto the phone. And literally, nobody was downloading it. And its time hadn't come. And at the time, I was saying to people, look, if we could include businesses, if we could include shopping, if we could include places to stay, places to eat, all sorts of things, everybody would want it. And suddenly I came across Colin's app for Fermoy, and I said, this is exactly where we want to go. If we could take it a step further and we could include local news, get people look at the app every single week. And Colin was totally up for adapting Fermoy, and suddenly we have a fantastic product. And I'm getting feedback now from New York, from Denmark, from Australia, people who've downloaded and saying, wow, this is wonderful, you know. So what we want people to do is download it, and then, very important, to review it. You go out and give it five stars. The more of those we have, the more the town lifts in the rankings.
Yeah, because at the launch yesterday, and I know, Colin, you felt it as well, at the launch yesterday, it was very, very, very positive, wasn't it? And something that was required and needed here long ago, Colin, yeah?
Oh, yeah, it was. Like, being from Oi myself, you know, I've seen, you know, firsthand, and being from a family business, a retailer's in Hanley shop there in Fermoy, give the brother a plug, I suppose. But I've seen how, you know, small towns and businesses, small businesses in small towns are having to compete with your Mahon points and bigger shopping centres, and especially the big online stores, and more people are shopping online. But it's nothing that a small business in a town should feel threatened by. I think there's plenty of ways to fight back. But a town to fight back and to be competitive, a town needs to kind of to get together, you know, and have one kind of united front. And the whole idea behind our town app product, and where we have a development plan to bring it further, is about giving small businesses in towns the tools to compete with what they're faced with online.
And I suppose yesterday was mentioned at the launch as well, and Kieran, you'll concur with this. The important thing that we want to stress, and indeed we've had a call already from Kay down in Kay's Flowers congratulating everyone concerned, which is wonderful, because that's what community radio stations are there for, is to share the positive, push the positives and share the good news. The important thing to stress, this isn't, you know, it's not recommending or condoning online shopping. This is keeping the revenue and the money in Youghal, isn't it, Kieran?
No, well, I mean, when I was gathering information, I was astonished. I mean, there's a shop at the moment in Youghal especially for newborn babies. People are buying products for newborn babies.
The Read and Write shop upstairs, yeah.
No. This is actually out in Foxhole. It's a special new shop. When you go around, the range of shopping, and the thing about it is people very easily say, Asha, there's not much shopping in Yall. If you have the app and you start flicking through the potential for shopping, you suddenly realise, wow, there's an awful lot more to the town than we thought about. And the trick is, I suppose, some people will go online, but why not have a look at your own town, support local first, and see what you can get. And I think that people will be surprised, delighted at the range of stuff in Yall.
Absolutely. And I'm sure, Colin, you'd concur with those sentiments as well, yeah?
Absolutely. And like a point we touched on yesterday at the launch was this idea of bricks and clicks, which is all about balancing digital and physical to win in retail, you know? So, like, shoppers are people, they're human beings, and generally they're tactile, they like to touch and see a product before they buy it. And to be successful and to compete with what's against smaller retailers online, you have to adopt technology and embrace customer experiences and look at new forms of promotion and engagement and conversations with customers. So what we're trying to do with the Town App is give them the tools to do that. And we believe that every town should have that digital infrastructure, because it's too expensive for small retailers have enough costs and they're operating on smaller margins. These tools need to be put in place for them to use, because it's for the good of the town. And then with those tools, you also have the tourism and the history and the hikes and trails, you know, so there's massive potential there.
And that's what I get from the app, you know. When Kieran was in promoting it before the launch yesterday, I got it straight away. It's all about promoting what's in Yall, and as well as that, discovering what you don't already know. And the two merge together, and it's a fantastic achievement to be able to do that. The best way I can describe it personally is it's like your big brother virtually watching over the chamber and the commerce and the businesses in Yall, yeah?
Yeah, it's the kind of united front for Yall to then compete with other, say, retail destinations or tour destinations, or, you know, it's about tourism as much as it's about retail, and it's about the community getting involved, you know.
And of course, the timing of it, Kieran, couldn't have been better, because next weekend, Halloween, then once Halloween is over, we're into the silly season, Christmas, and once Christmas is over, sure, it's all eyes on Ironman, as David Stanton mentioned, just Deputy David Stanton. So, like, you really creme de la creme there with the timing of it, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, but I mean, I'm looking forward. Colin has plans for this app, way, way beyond what we have. But my favourite moment will come if I walk into a pub and I have my phone, and the barman will tell you, by the way, your son is after paying for a pint. And I know my son is in Denmark, and I have another one in London, and they can send me a pint here in Yall.
Now, Kieran, can I just say, yeah, Carlsberg don't do apps, but I'm sure if they did, it probably would be the best app in the world.
Possibly, but at the same time, over in Denmark, they're absolutely delighted, because he's in a town a little bit bigger than Yall, and there's no way they're going to have anything like what we have. And they come over here for the fishing, the people do, and they love the place. But if my son literally sends a little coupon and I can have a pint at the counter paid for my son or my daughter in Australia, it's be a fabulous moment. I mean, the way technology is going, it's
Colin,
such
you should
a
be here in the studio now, my man, the glee in the man's faces. And here we were thinking that Kieran Gregor was doing something for the people of Yall, and all he's doing is looking for free drink from his daughter and his son. How do you equate that, Colin?
Well, like the future development we have around this, it is exciting, and we're well on the road to it. We're hopefully all going well, because it's difficult stuff, this. And like our lead developer here, Jose, he's working away. But the next part we launch is ticketing, so you're able to buy your cinema tickets or tickets to a play through the app, and you store your ticket in the app, and then you show it and it's scanned at the venue. After that, we're going to have coupons and offers for businesses to put up on the app, and there'll be alerts as well. Then after that, we have the Garda alerts. So we're developing an app for the Gardaí locally, and they'll log in, and they'll be able to, any urgent alert, they can fire it out to everyone who's on the app. And then we start going into our online selling. And that will include, you know, buying the folks a pint back home or sending someone out for dinner on their birthday. And it's all done through the phone. So it's going to be, you know, hard work, but it'll be good fun when it's all done.
Will it really go that far that, you know, your loved ones or indeed, you know, anyone in the diaspora can contribute and do that online, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Another thing that was mentioned, and I know it's on the top of everyone's lips at the moment, is the GDPR, the data protection. That must be very important. It must be, is it as easy to work with as, you know, you technical gurus up there?
GDPR, it's not a regulation. You know, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors around it, and it's actually pretty straightforward. Basically, if we're using someone's information, we have to tell them why we're using their information and let them know we're using the information. And that's when people opt in and that kind of stuff. So at the moment on the app, you go in, you can use the app and browse through it. We're not using anyone's information because we don't need it. So, but when we come to phase two, when you want to buy a ticket, then we'll want people to sign up to what we're going to call the Booniverse, and all the towns will sit on the Booniverse. And basically, if you have an event on in Yall and you want to promote that to the people out in Middleton, like the Middleton app is rolling out now in the next few weeks, and so is the Fermoy one, and we're also going to do Cove. So if you want to sell your tickets to your event, you can push it out to those apps too.
Okay, so is it a case like when you started in Fermoy, do you learn things as you know, hop from town to town? Like, does it become easier as you move around?
It does and it does. We've learnt a hell of a lot in Yall, and I think Kieran has been a godsend for us. He's just very organised, and the amount of information he pulls together in that short space of time is just phenomenal. So we're actually going to talk to Kieran now about how we approach. We're going to look into what we learned from Yall and apply a bit of knowledge to the next town, so we don't make any, you know, just so to get more efficient in the process as we go along, you know.
And of course, Kieran, I know it was mentioned just at lunch, the question was asked about phase two, and phase two is coming sooner than what we thought, isn't it?
Oh yeah, but it's something to be embraced, and this is where you're talking about the data protection and all that. Now, if you want to buy a ticket, obviously you need to have details, but they're not sharing that with anybody else. So right now, most people who use these smartphones, it's their diary, it's their wallet, it's their boarding pass to the plane. It's the way to go. And by doing this, by extending it to the town of Yall, we have a massive potential. We really have. And people like Colin have all the expertise and have the vision to say, this is where young people are going today. This is the way forward. And it's actually very exciting when you think about it.
And Colin, I suppose at that point, it's timely to bring yourself in with your expertise and your experience. You studied hard in college and got your degrees and everything. Talk us a bit about Boone. How successful are you? How long have you been on the road? What's the situation with you up to?
So Boone, we're the first thing I'd say about us, what would make us different, is we're design-led. So it's all about the design. What I'd always say to my development team here is, no one cares really how it works. It's, does it work and does it look good and is it easy to use, you know? So we're very much focused on the user, and things have to be simple to use or people lose interest in it, you know? And like on the coding side of it, we are working with the latest languages. We have a great development team here led by Jose, and he keeps up to date on. So that app, that Yall app, is built using the same technology that Facebook uses. You know, it's right up there. And there's a lot of money gone into that. So Boone basically has been hobbling along the last 2 years, and any money we've made, we've been throwing into this project.
And workforce-wise, how many have you employed?
We have 6 full-time employees.
Excellent. Yeah. Listen, continued success to you. I know Kieran will certainly be keeping you busy, because as you see yesterday at lunch, the question was asked, how often would it be uploaded and, you know, reviewed and renewed and updated, I suppose is the right word. I'm sure you were delighted with Kieran when he said, if you get the information into me by Friday, it will be uploaded on the system by Monday. That must have taken you back to this.
No, not at all. There is no problem whatsoever. And we want to keep it. We want to keep that app fresh every week, so people have a reason to come back to it. And every time they come back to it, they might have a look around, and they might go and do a walk, or they might pop into a shop, or, you know. So it's all having everything at your fingertips into one spot.
Kieran, since the launch yesterday, this time yesterday, you've been busy, you said. How busy has your workload increased since the launch?
Well, first of all, there were a number of businesses that actually aren't on the app. There are at least two gyms in the town that we haven't listed. One I didn't even know existed, and they were at the launch yesterday saying, could you please visit us and tell us what you need? And there are other people saying, look, could we now have a restaurant as well as a shop. Could we, you know, so could we amend this detail, that detail? That's fabulous. The hardest bit really will be to get people who are organising events to say, listen, it's on. Tell us that it's on so that it can be on for this week. And once that's there, where it becomes normal, then that I think that the app will be very fresh.
And it becomes easier, I suppose, the launch and the accumulating of all the information, the collating of everything. That was probably the hardest part, I suppose, now that the launch is out. Does it become easier for you, Kieran?
Well, no, I've actually made a little form saying event, the date, the venue, the time, you know, who's organising it, that kind of stuff, so that it's a little checklist for
like
anybody
organising.
Exactly. A small little form that I can email out to people saying, so that I know exactly where you are, what you're doing, who's involved, and so a little blurb about it, so that then that can be fed into Colin's team for the Monday morning.
So Colin, sure, that's only a daddle for you, isn't it?
The walk in the park. But one thing I'd like to stress just around events there, like with the, when we bring in the online ticketing, there's going to be a €1 booking fee on events, and there'll be a transaction fee of 39 cents, that's through Stripe. Now, the bigger volume, the more events we're doing, that transaction fee comes down. But that €1, what's important is lots of people run events and they're selling their tickets online through, you know, bigger multinational ticketing providers. And that money is leaving the local economy, that booking fee money. So what we're doing is we're going to be putting 50 cents of that booking fee for every ticket back into the local economy. And that'll go into a pot, and Kieran and his committee will decide every year what that money is spent on locally. So I think that's very important that people get behind the ticketing on this.
Yeah, that was stressed yesterday as well at the meeting, Kieran, at the launch, wasn't it? That everything, you know, effectively it stays within you all, and that's an important proactive thing as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. I'm a volunteer. I work with voluntary groups. I want to leave it that way. I want to remain a volunteer. But I think I can. I'm retired now from my main job, so I have time, I have energy, I have enthusiasm, and I can work at it. But it's great that whatever money the app generates, and I think it's going to increase year on year, it might actually create a job in y'all, and that would be fabulous.
Yeah.
Excellent. Listen, lads, both of you, the one thing even Boone agency can't do, or you, Kieran, is we can't beat the clock, I suppose. But listen, congratulations to both of you concerned. I know it is going to be a ginormous success. I can feel it already. You know, it can only be good for the people of y'all, the businesses of y'all, and, you know, it's just so user-friendly. Like, every second person has a phone now that they can use this on, whether it be an iPhone or the other one, the Android. So, like, there's nothing you haven't thought of, really. Colin, 30 seconds to you. What do you say to the listeners that are listening today?
Well, I just want to say big thanks to the credit union for getting on board, McCarthy Insurance, who are getting behind us for lots of towns around Cork, and they're putting 5K into this for any town over a certain population that want it. I think 3,500 people, or it might be 3,000. I want to thank Ger Flanagan in Flanagan Print. He was a great help, and really can't stress enough how much Kieran has done for us and what we've learned from him through this Yawl app. So massive thanks to Kieran.
And I'm sure he reciprocates every single thanks to you as well. Kieran, in 60 seconds to the listeners.
I absolutely love the work and getting involved and helping out. I think Yawl is a place waiting to happen. I can feel the town is lifting already. There are a whole series of initiatives and it's beginning to happen. I think if this helps pull people together, it'll be fabulous for all of us. And thanks, Colin, for bringing me along.
100%. I'm sure you're bouncing off each other, lads. One of you is as helpful to the other as... And that's what it's about. It's about a team effort, isn't it, Colin?
Oh, yeah.
Because you're in charge of a very successful and obviously a very intelligent team up there in Galway. So, well done. Congratulations. From us all here in Yawl, heartfelt thanks for working with us and having the faith in us. And we're looking forward to phase two. You said about 4 weeks, is it?
Oh, it should be less than that. I hope Jose is listening and put the pressure on him.
You couldn't put pressure on Karen Kregger. I suppose the important thing is that behind any successful project is the youth. And you stressed this yesterday at the launch. There's no point in having a wonderful launch event and getting it all up and running. But it's how people use it and perceive it and get the full use of it, isn't it?
Yeah, well, for me, the job starts now.
The job starts now. We are at launch part two today here in CRY. It's 4:02. And the challenge to Colin has been laid down. Get that work in through Kieran or Colin and get that work in and get this thing up and running like it should be, yeah?
That's
it. Colin Henley up there in Boone Agency, thanks for taking the call on a Saturday afternoon. You can go back now to that programming and get all that information in for Kieran because he's smiling from ear to ear here. Kieran, do you want to say goodbye to Colin there?
Take care, Colin. We'll be in touch.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
All right. Colin, thanks very much for taking the call and continued success to you and all the lads and indeed your company there, all right?